This program is brought to you by Mobilecast Media, helping customers increase sales and productivity through high-quality online video and podcasting.
After standing on the sidelines, corporations are starting to investigate social media. In this interview, we talked to Thomas McSweeney, president of Omaha-based Sales Genie, a successful lead generation company, about what's working and what's not in their marketing mix and how they perceive social media. All right, John Houghton here at Oracle Open World. I'm over at the Sales Genie booth here with Thomas McSweeney. How you doing, Thomas?
Good. How's the show going?
It's going great. So I was just talking with Thomas about something very interesting and just trying to figure out what is working within social media or what is working within marketing in general. And so we're talking about Twitter, Facebook, blogging. What's your whole take on what's going on with social media? What is working?
Well, I think we've gone from confused and ignoring to at least trying to figure out how we could possibly monetize it in our business. Our company's had some speakers on social media to get some awareness up in our company. And a lot of people within our company are doing their own blogs. We're trying to take our traditional approach of direct mail and lists and marketing to include and get into the next generation of how people market to folks and take advantage of email. We've got a pretty vibrant email portion of our company, and we think it's a pretty good mix to add to some of the new vehicles married to some of the traditional vehicles on how to attract an audience. So far, we believe that our internal emails are pretty good at customer retention. I think the jury's still out on what that looks like for customer acquisition. So right now, my limited view of email is it's better for retention than it is acquisition.
It seems like a lot of the traditional means of reaching out to customers, generating leads, can be combined with some of the new. For example, I've seen a lot of email marketing that includes sending out videos and maybe sending out links to podcasts. How have you seen that's working?
Well, I think you hit it on the head. I think if anybody is dependent just on one methodology, I think they would lose. I think they've got to follow some type of strategy on blending as much of the mix as possible until they find out what mix is best for them. I mean, a good example of that is we're at a trade show. Which comes down to the basic of just networking with people as they come by your booth. I don't think that's going to go away, but if we collect 500 to 1,000 leads here, I think we can take advantage of some social media by having them become part of our follow-up, and may not always be in person then, but it may be keeping them up to date on a new product released or something new in the market that may appeal to them. So I think to your question, I think a blend of all the different avenues to reach people is going to be the way people are going to have to go.
What looks most promising within some of the new things?
Probably too soon to tell for us. I think email right now we know works. We're trying to get our handle on within the social media, especially on the business side, the LinkedIn and Jigsaws. Could they be a partner to us at some point, or help us leverage the information we have with the information we don't have?
So you'd marry up some LinkedIn information and maybe some means of contact with LinkedIn.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at from a company standpoint.
So that's what we're seeing, is that for a lot of business to business, people are really swearing by LinkedIn.
Right. I think LinkedIn. My viewpoint of it when I first was exposed to it a couple of years ago was it was mostly people looking for jobs. A good way for them to network with some of their old friends and colleagues to stay in touch and let them know what was out there. I literally get 4 to 5 invitations to join someone's LinkedIn as a member every week. And just by doing that, I'm up to several hundred. So I think it's a pretty powerful tool. And it's just not for people looking for jobs anymore. It's a lot of good information. We recently hired 2 people off me reconnecting with people that I had kind of lost touch with that through LinkedIn, found out that, an enterprise job we were looking to in a certain area of the country was a good fit, and we hired them. So that's a good example of, not using a recruiter and paying, a large sum of money and just reconnecting with someone I already knew.
Sure, and a lot of these new things, I think all of the companies are just trying to figure out how to use them. What do you think about Facebook? There's some talk around Facebook marketing. Just what's your off the cuff?
At least in our business, I haven't seen it get to where we'd need it. I still view it maybe maybe an old-fashioned way that my kids are on Facebook, and it still seems more of a vehicle for that. I've attended some seminars, most recently by Visa, that shows that they're ahead of the game, though, on thinking that they're getting about 20,000 new accounts. So it opened up my eyes to see, what are they doing that we aren't? Is their market different than ours? But that's a small business play that they've figured out how to grow their market. So it at least piqued my interest to say, maybe my first viewpoint of Facebook needs to change.
How about Twitter?
Twitter, I'd probably say the same. We've got, we've seen enough, at least in our company, that we have 31 different divisions, and we didn't want to have 31 different people chasing down the same solutions. So right now we've got a social media guru with a small department, so they're trying to figure out how they can leverage that across our company's footprint.
I was just talking to one of your sales rep, Mark, over there, and he said that one of your guys was able, through tweeting, to connect, I think, with the CEO of another company, a $1.5 billion company, and has got a meeting set up for next week. I don't know if you know anything about that.
No, I don't, but if it's Mark, he's probably one of the most creative guys, and he's a real tech wizard. So we look for people like that to get ahead of the curve and really come to us with, to me, that's another best practice. And we're pretty big at following best practices, so if that's something that works, we usually jump on it.
How about blogging and podcasting?
Blogging, I think I mentioned earlier, my boss, I'll give him a little plug, his name is Stormy Dean, and he runs a blog called stormdog.com, and he's already built a following in about 2 months to over 1,000 people, geared more towards small business, but yet it shows you, if done correctly and having valuable information out there, people will follow.
What about some of your more traditional offerings, such as direct mail and email? A lot's changed in the economic downturn. Is one working better than the other now? Or is, I hear a lot that people have a lot of clutter in their physical inbox, but still it seems to be a good way to, balance out the marketing mix.
Yeah, and that gets back to that balance again. I think for a while people abandoned direct mail. Direct mail in and of itself is never going to be the nirvana people want it to be, but it's got to be part of your mix. Even in my own division, we became pretty enamored with Google keywords and so forth. But what we found is if we spend more money on radio and on direct mail, it helps drive our Google ROI. And I said the only way that I could prove that that is more correct is I could abandon all my other marketing spends and watch my Google ROI probably suffer. So it's really trying to find out, the term I use is recipe. We're trying to find out our right recipe in the marketing mix to see what money can I spend to maximize the most amount of people and traffic that we can drive to our sites.
So it's not any one thing, it's a mix. So how about radio and TV? How's that working for you? I've seen some Super Bowl ads. Yeah. I think I've heard some radio spots.
Well, the Super Bowl ads we've abandoned. It was an aggressive play. It showed that in our day to grow this brand, we were willing to do anything. And we got fantastic traffic, but the Super Bowls and the costs associated with it are really meant for those big corporate giants like Budweiser and Coca-Cola, and you don't see many small business brands like Sales Genie participating in that. So in its day, it helped put us on the map, but the ROI on that type of TV spend just isn't there.
What about smaller TV buys?
Smaller TV buys, we've even tried an infomercial. The TV buys are probably good, but we get more bang for the buck on radio and some of our other channels than we do TV. So we've abandoned TV for the time being.
I see. Well, those are all great insights. Thank you so much for joining me. Thomas McSweeney here at the Genie booth. Thanks, Thomas.
Thanks, Sean.